so that is being refurbished to be a medical facility. And there's sections that have already been completed. That is for the slaves from Mars and for the super soldiers. And Valnek explains there's like this high frequency that is blasted in places on Lunar Operations Command that undoes the brain trauma or the mind control trauma. And because he explained when someone undergoes mind control, the links between the neurons like are so strong in that frequency of its trauma based. So a higher frequency it assimilates the brain to move in like a positive way, and it undoes the mind control like really really well. And so when I sent that to Dr. Sala, Valnek was really amused, because Dr. Sala asked about Nikola Tesla and the technology that Nikola Tesla had back in the 1900s, because it's very similar. And Valnek confirmed that technology was given from the Federation, or the ideas for the technology was given from the Federation to Nikola Tesla, and it was suppressed. And because it was suppressed by the enemy, the Federation is involved with releasing it, because their writing are wrong. So it's in accordance with their laws. Them bets. That's very interesting. So Valnek didn't know what I was talking about when I said mbeds, because they don't call them bets. But I kind of explained like what we think of them, and he said the technology is similar. It's like a frequency that moves through the body, and each strand of DNA is bonded by a magnetic polarity. So the frequency or the technology identify a stat, and it uses magnetic force to repolarize the DNA to the correct sequence, and that's how it heals the DNA. And so they're working on that to be mass produced for all of Terra, for all of the Earth. The reason that the Federation wanted to be involved in releasing that too as well is because it has the potential to be marketed or misused for profit, and it's going to be used for every single country, every single person all over the globe. Elena, yes, that's fantastic news. First, there are two things I want to add my testimony to. One is these medical pods. Medical beds and pods. I've had the opportunity to visit Mara on one of the science station of the Federation where she works, and at the time, she was part of a program to take care of the rescued hybrids from their jumps on Earth. So they were brought there, and so she explained a little bit to me what they were doing. So these wounded bodies and souls. So they had two different treatments. The first treatment was to repair the body and all the wounds and make it strong. And as Yaud scribe it well, repair the DNA. First they would scan them to see what DNA they have, and once they have the frequency of the DNA, because DNA emit frequency, they would find the match and strengthen it and repair everything by sound frequency, she said. So same thing. And then once the body would be well, they would have a second goal for healing the mind and the soul, and still with frequency. She told me about. They were using gravity, but it goes with electromagnetism, because it's just working together. 447. And the second point I want to add my testimony to is the architecture they use on the moon that you just described. This is a technology I've been told was created in the Sirius B system. Now the whole Federation uses this material that has been created where you can see from one side, not from the other side. You can do whatever you want. You can make screen if you go see through it, or do a projection screen from a quantum place, somewhere. But you can also do openings in it. When you speak about frequency key, you named it. They told me when you have the right frequency you can open a door, pass through the wall. And this technology they reproduce it in clothing, it's the same. It's an atomic link between the atoms. I don't have the words to describe it in my poor English. When you have a cloth and you know that you can't see it, but, you know where it is, and you just put your hand and you just take it apart, and thumbs just open and you can open your clothing. Megan, can only the person that is wearing it take the suit off? Elena, that's interesting question. I don't know. Megan, I wonder if the suit it obviously adapts, the super suit adapts to their frequency. So I wonder if it needs their frequency to unlock it. Elena, that would make sense. I would say yes, that would make sense, because I tried one of Themants and it really made one like a second skin, and it really matches my frequency, my DNA, and maintain all my organs healthy and going and at their full capacity. So yes, only the person that wears it can open it and take it off, because it's frequency. A very good point. Megan, the other thing that Val mentioned was free energy. That there's one of the CEOs that were talked about was chosen his corporation, he didn't say which one, is going to be producing free energy, and he said within the decade it will be produced. That doesn't mean that it will be like all over Earth and everything will be transitioned. But within a decade we'll have it. So that's good news too, that's going to be released. He basically just stressed that this is a really big project. But one thing I wanted to address too is why the Federation doesn't like Earth sucks right now or everything that's going on, you know, sucks or lockdowns and stuff like that. Why the Federation doesn't address that and why they chose. I have my answer and then you can add yours. You have like the malevolent extraterrestrials that are allied with bad humans. And then you hate good humans that are allied with the Federation. And the Federation, they within their laws can remove a malevolent extraterrestrial force. So they have to remove the military that is backing the bad humans, before the good humans can take down the bad humans. Does that make sense? Otherwise, if they didn't do it that way, if the say, they tried to attack the Cabal, the Deep State, the humans on Earth, these malevolent ETs would just make Earth the battleground and they would love to feed off of all of the death and destruction of the human race. It would make them super powerful. It just would not work. So that's like my take on it. Elena, yes, I had the same words. I said to Thorhan once, but you could finish this war in an acre. So what's going on? It's taking years. And he said to me that they needed first to remove the extraterrestrials that were behind the humans, and that wasn't done easily. They need to go where they were hiding in the undergrounds, very deep, and that was very precise operation. They can't just blow up everything with the baddies in it, because in these facilities there's a lot of human personnel that are working there and also a lot of slaves and prisoners and poor hybrid creatures and clones. All these beings, they need to be saved and rescued. Of course, in 1 hour they could even blow this planet up to get just sorted. But why they don't do it? Because they don't want Earth to become a battlefield. They don't want casualties. That's why it takes years. It's taking years. Well, it has taken years. Now we're seeing the end of it for this reason. 448, Megan, Valnek was very excited. He connected with me and he said the Dark Fleet is gone, Mars liberated. He was like they're demolished, like poof, like he showed me this explosion. Did your Ugate the same thing from Thorhan? Elena, oh yes. I think in my last book I put the exact date, suddenly connected in the morning and it sits often in the morning Thorhan connects to me. It's like he finishes his shift in the morning. He was joyful and victorious and I say what's going on? He said all reptilians have left Mars, the Dark Fleet is going defeated and we've won the war on Mars. I want wow, and it was like a big blast of pride and probably the same day. Megan, they might have been together, because he explained they're all like they were all celebrating and I obviously couldn't hear everybody else, but I could feel the energy in the background like everyone was excited. So that makes sense. Found like explained because those people, the humans, are victims of our enemy. It's our responsibility to make sure they get medical treatment and so there's agreements with Alliance at Lunar Operations Command for them to be healed with those beds and stuff. Elena? There are priority in healings with this technology. So the fighters that fight for the liberation of everyone else and the people who are rescued. Megan, are you ready to talk about the Prime Directive? Elena? Yeah? Before I can just remind a little bit of update on how the war is going on. The solar system for those who have had difficulties to follow all these updates. So globally, the battlefield is Earth, our moon, Mars and Ceres as well. It has been things going on. I know there are other places next. It's not over but it's going from the center to outwards. So you can imagine what's going next. Unearth about 10 to 12% of the dumps are yet to be liberated, but it's getting there. So the wind has really turned to the good side on Earth. all the main elites of the Cabal, they had fled on Mars a few months ago to I think it was Ares Prime, some colonies. And then the Federation was waiting to attack Mars. And as they could start to raid Mars and to attack Mars they could then attack in the same time, destroy a grid of harmful satellites that were around Earth and that were broadcasting mind control, and I know the three letters agency is linked to that as well. So war on Mars started. I finish with Mars, because in between there's been the moon, but I'm going back to the moon afterwards. So war on Mars started. The Galaxy Federation has been training the local reptilians and insectoid, and they've done on Mars as they've done on Earth. On Earth they created the Earth Association with the White Hats, on the same Mars Federation and locals to just. So everybody worked together. Mars was liberated, the facilities were momentarily evacuated, people will come back, human personnel, but now under the rulership of the White Hats and the Alliance and Federation and all the good people. Programs on Mars I think have started to be set up with some cooperation that have been really voted and everything well organized for the greater good of humanity and the solar system. So the local reptilians, the true Martians are cooperating to that. And it's going to benefit them first, the people of Mars first, and that's for them, not for Earth taking resources. Mars has been liberated for the Martians, that's important. And same with Ceres. Ceres in the asteroid belt also has been liberated. It was very difficult because it's a very small planetoid. So it's been liberated and given back to its colony of German people, will make their own government. They have been under a military occupation since long time by the Dark Fleet and now so they are free. Ceres, it's going to be very interesting. We are going to hear about it, about Mars as well. And the moon was liberated in the meantime in February 2021 by the Alliance. I want to remind about the machine that was broadcasting, that's been dismantled. So what intel have you had about this machine? 449, Megan. Just that the machine that was broadcasting mind control frequencies has been dismantled. But I know people like so how I mentioned the super soldiers, their brain is used to working under trauma, it's almost like that because we've been under that satellite so long, that everyone's brain is used to operating under that fear mechanism. So even though the satellite has been dismantled, you don't really see a difference. It's because we're generating that frequency on our own. Elena, oh my god, yes. Megan, it's just neuroscience. They all did these studies, the Germans and everything like in the 1940s and the 1950s. Elena, yeah, it's exactly what Thorhan told me after the moon was liberated and machine dismantled. He said the matrix is dissolved. But humans still maintain it by themselves, some humans, many humans because they are used to it and they're still fabricating it themselves. You need to stop thinking like before. You are free. You're not mind controlled anymore. You are free, you need to embrace that. Megan, do you want to talk about the Prime Directive? Elena, yeah? Recently Thorhan transmitted to me a message from High Commander Ardana. She is at the High Command of the Battleship of the Galactic Federation where Valnek and Thorhan work, and she obviously certainly got this order from higher above, because nothing of this importance is decided without the avail of the High Council of the Federation. So it was a prime directive. So Thorhan says, okay, now you need to write down. I'm going to dictate to you a text. I went, okay, alright. So I did that by telepathy. And he said now that's to be transmitted to humanity. And so I shared it with Michael straight away, Dr. Michael Sala. And he was like, no way. And we got the commentaries from Thor afterwards, because you know it's not the text. They don't save these documents as we would have texts. It's word for word, the words are settled. You cannot change them or move them. Its words are really set, but it's holograms. So every document is like a SP, it's a holographic sphere and you have the 10 charts of the Prime Directive like small sphere assign it, and you connect with your mind and you read with by mind connection to the sphere to read it. And when you access a sphere with a text, So you have the text that it's just imprinted in your head. You either see it or either hear it in your language probably. And you also have all the details related with visions and other understanding. Megan, so downloading the concept of it. Elena, yes. That's why Thorhan needed to explain every chart in it. That's good to talk about it because Michael Sala has made a great video about it at which I participate. And he wrote an article that is very really good on his website, but it's worth mentioning, because that explains a lot what is going on at the moment. And Thorhan told me, I'm giving you this, that people understand better what's going on, especially with the Jupiter Agreement. Megan, so can you explain when the Federation can intervene in a society like ours? Elena, normally there's a classification with four different types of civilizations. Type 1 is a primitive. So it's life forms which have not organized in civilization yet. Type 2, it's a civilization with organized culture and religion or spirituality. So that's where we are, type 2, organized civilization with awareness of spirituality. And type 3 that be the Federation. Type 3 is such a culture which has made contact by themes of with another culture from outside of their solar system, and this culture must also be able to travel out of their star system by themselves for commercial and civilian reasons. We are in between, and it's very weird with us. 450, there's a stage 4, it's called high, it's 6 density and above. We are in between stage 2 and 3. Because we can go out of our star system with Solar Warden but haven't made contact by ourselves with ETs. That's them who contacted us. The invaders. First Nepu and the Reptilians long time ago. So they infringed the Prime Directive. So that's the four types. When a culture is allowed to interfere or when it's shown, it would seem that the whole galaxy abide by this law, even if they are not part of the Federation. That's interesting. Because it would seem that these charts really were taken from universal laws. And it is mentioned at the stage, I think it's at the start it's mentioned about the universal law of free will regarding to this law. So it says that you must not interfere in the development of a culture until it has itself reached a stage 3 by any way, not displaying technology that people cannot understand blah blah blah. So the Galactic Federation shouldn't be here. But they're here and they're helping use and they're interfering, and since the 1950s they've given technology with two different governments. Why? Because there's a close 9 which says unless the said culture of stage 2 has been under the threat of the attack of another alien people, then the Galactic Federation has the duty to intervene. Megan, in the interest of balance to right or wrong. Elena, correct, yes, in the stress of balance. And when in 1954 the Galactic Federation willingly officially made contact with President Eisenhower and his government, it was because they knew that in a year time the Nebu, the Orion group would come and break the Prime Directive and try to bribe people. So they say, we are come to give you balance. We come to give the balance and you choose free will, you choose which one you go. We offer you this. The other ones we offer you the dot. We do not advise you sign with the other ones, but you do whatever you want. Megan, that's what they did. It's important to point out that's why they're able to intervene, because you were invaded by a malevolent species. So there's something I was reading it because I know at it means. Since Elena and I have gotten together, but even before that there's been the deep state kind of myth that the people would turn away from the mainstream media. So what they started doing is putting people in place in alternative forms of media. So you know whatever issued YouTube, Instagram, whatever you have it. Valnik connected with me the other day and he gave me this statement, that I'll put on the screen but I'm just going to read. And it says an official statement from the Galactic Federation of Worlds on the ongoing controversy and spread of misinformation. And it says, there are agents, counterintelligence agents, who are working very closely with Terran allies. The purpose of these communications is to spread confusion and fear among the human race. These Terran people who are spreading counterintelligence are knowingly or unknowingly trying to discredit the Galactic Federation of Worlds. And then it goes on to say these agencies use several forms of communication with their Terran informants, none of which the Galactic Federation of World uses. These methods are as follows: artificial intelligence using satellite communications and other methods which we will not say, or common mind control tactics of the Dark Fleet and its allies. These communications will likely increase in nature in an effort to remain in control and further discredit our momentous efforts. Do not consent to fear. We will never let you down. We salute you. And that was from Valnik and Ardana both. Do you want to talk about Elena?
Yes.
I have had several conversations with Thorhan about this and one with Ardana, but mainly with Thorhan. It is a temporal war as well. That means that the baddies as the goodies, they know what is going to 451 happen in this war of timelines. So the future, if all the Federation, all the forces, everyone came, and also all the program of Starseeds, the envoys program, if they all came, it's because they knew Thor's going a chance of victory. They knew there was a great probability that we will win that. And so the baddies knew that as well. And also at the time about Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry was given all these information. It was from people either from the future or either people from the Federation who knew that about the positive timeline, which is now secured. So the baddies, they worked closely with organizations on Earth such as the Three Letters and others. I won't name them, but you can figure out yourselves, to come up with psyops, psychological operations. That would not only, okay, you spoke about the mind control broadcast by frequency satellites, but there's something else as well that's been going on. It's manipulation, mainstream medias. We know. But there's something even more cunning that's been happening. So when you want to get the whole population to believe a lie, if you lie to them directly, they will say, hey, come on, come on, so they're gonna first gain their trust. This program has been going on since about a decade more, especially since Mr. T, president in the States, has been elected. They went, oh shit. So they reinforced it since about 4 or 5 years ago that started. There are many people who came on the front stage suddenly, who were tools, without even knowing that they were tools. They were so convinced. You know, because when you know you lie, you need to be very good to convince people. But when you think you don't lie and you're convinced of what you say, you can be very convincing if you convince yourself. So who are these people who have been used? Unfortunately, a lot of super soldiers who have been sent back with implants, so telling true stories, and then at the right moment, everybody they activate remotely, everyone, suddenly the narrative changes and suddenly it's all doom and gloom. Suddenly the Galaxy Federation works with the Cabal, suddenly. They picked people on social medias, especially YouTube, who were in search of popularity. That's the Nebu tactic, the Orion group. They do that when they conquer a world. They seek for people who want popularity and being loved and admired, and you know, greedy people about popularity, self-love, blah blah blah. And so they picked few people like this and they groomed them, they start to give them true information that could be verifiable. So these people gain a lot of popularity and trust, and at the same time as everyone else activated change of narrative, and you know, it's the story of the frog in the hot and cold water. Everybody, for those who don't know this story, it's a parable. A frog lives in cold water. If you put the frog in hot water, it jumps out. So the game is to change the temperature of the water 1 degree every day. Megan, so there's this saying that I've been told from upstairs: not every true that tells the truth, and I like that saying. So one thing in their statement was that the Galactic Federation of Worlds does not use those methods. But they use a certain method. We both have implants. But it's not the same implants as the SSP was jammed, and then I had one placed by Myra. I know we've talked about thighs in another video. But there are psychic abilities and there's mediumship abilities that are natural for you, that's in your DNA. But in order to reach them up their way completely far out of the solar system with telepathy that is so clear that you can translate documents and intel like that, it's not possible without an implant or without their technology. And the technology that Valnik was talking about with the moon and all that, it's the same thing. It's a high frequency that has an interdimensional component. So it cannot be hacked at all. I wanted to point that out because there might be some people that say I am representing the Galactic Federation of Light or whoever, and they might say something completely different than Elena and I say, and they say it's coming from the same source, but it's not. Valnek told me what you and I are doing is authorized disclosure from them. I wanted to point that out as well. 452, but there are a lot of SSP soldiers still have implants in, and they can activate them remotely, and what that implant will do. The person will think they're picking up on psychic information, they're rejecting downloads from an extraterrestrial. They will project an image and they'll project screens of information. They may even think that they were abducted. Or they may give them dreams in a dream state and the person will believe that that's real. It's artificial intelligence, it's an implant. They've used that technology forever. Elena, yeah? And the implants Megan and I had, they are different. Ours has been put by the Galactic Federation directly. It's a technique, the techniques of this device what the components are made by the Federation and they are very high frequency technology that cannot be hacked. Mine has been put by the Nebu. So it's a lower frequency device at the start. But it has been recalibrated, like not destroyed but reset by Mara also, that's funny, and to the frequencies of the Federation. And then it's totally like yours now. These implants are on a higher frequency and it allows communication only with the higher frequency and it cannot be hijacked. And you were mentioning about mind control, going back to the what you were saying with the moon facility, that they were broadcasting high frequencies to dismantle the mind control. Well, that's what Thorhan always says, raise your frequency. When you do that, it says that you are not, you cannot be mind controlled anymore, and it's difficult to understand. But teaching is repeating and raising your frequency. I can confirm it protects you from being mind controlled, because mind control is on lower frequency, and if you raise your frequency you can't be mind control anymore. And our communicators, our implants are devices that thrive on this higher frequency. So that's a good point to mention. Megan, you mentioned too that everyone who is channeling AI is activated at the same time, and he noticed that too. There's going to be a solar flash and there's lots of psyops going on with New Earth. People will be transported, some people walked here, stuff like that. I'm trying to think of what other ones are not true. There's two like operations they've been running. There's people they put in place to misrepresent Galactic Federation. So they will be put in place, they'll talk about being spiritually evolved, give AU advice, that kind of thing. They kind of represent the Federation as spirit guides, which they are not. They are military and they will spread, like Elena said, 90% truth, 10% lies, and then they'll start saying stuff like, make sure you prepare that you know for whatever, and they'll spread it in with fear and stuff, and people will think, oh my gosh, that person is representing the Federation. Then they have other people that put in place. They either just completely bash the Federation or they pretend the Federation doesn't exist and spread it. Have you noticed that as well? Elena, oh yes, totally. So suddenly the message about fear. Something horrible is going to happen from Earth and the Federation is going to come and save only the chosen ones, as so evil is like exactly like some religions, be a good Christian and you will be saved, last judgment. Oh yeah. They take old myths of old Earth religion for people really to be hooked at it, like the Jerusalem ship of Jesus is coming back, is going to take everyone. Federation is the best, Jesus is leading the Galactic Federation. That makes the lads upstairs laugh a lot. They taking so religious thing for people to be really hooked at it, and then you will be taken on the ships and you need to be a good whatever to be taken on the ship, and oh, but you can't take bits with. How evil is that? Megan, I don't really want to mention this, so I won't mention how. But hundreds of millions of people are gonna die if they did X, Y or Z, or if they made some sort of medical decision, that kind of thing. That's wrong. They never say stuff like that, and I've heard people say I gotta go from Archangel Michael or Jesus or whoever, and they said watch out, 100 million people will be dead by next year. They would. 453, never ever say anything like that. Imagine if Thorhan connected with you and he's like, I gotta tell you something. Elena, no, I mean they are hustling. The Federation is as hustling people, saying raise frequency and just remove fear.